Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or an issue you'd like to discuss, we invite you to call right now. The number is 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. We're live on the air and online, so you can get an immediate answer to your question or discuss the issues that are important to you right now. So we've opened the phone lines, and again, the toll-free number, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're getting close to Independence Day, so yeah. I think freedom is an appropriate topic to discuss on the broadcast today, and certainly it's front and center in America with the Supreme Court decision to to make same-sex marriages legal in all 50 states. We're talking about, is this going to rob us of our personal freedoms, our religious freedoms? And certainly that's on the horizon. A lot of religious freedoms are going to be questioned, are going to be taken away. There are many folks that are saying that churches and organizations like ours could lose their tax-exempt status if we don't abide by this ruling and that sort of thing. So it's a big deal. It's a really big deal. But as we talked about yesterday, freedom, the freedom that we have in this country, the freedom that we have as individual citizens, those are all derived freedoms. God is the only free one. And so just like forgiveness, just like love, just like any of those big issues that are so central to our lives, we have to look to God to find out what they really mean. And so there's a freedom that we can have as children of God. There's a freedom that we do have as children of God that nothing in the world can take away from us, can rob us of. But we need to stand firm in that freedom. We do have obstacles. We do have religious obstacles. We have legalism that's the biggest obstacle. And we're all natural-born legalists. We come into this world with legalism coursing through our veins. We're trying to do everything in our power to earn God's love and righteousness. That's at the root of a legalistic heart. Well, when we come to Christ and we realize that He just loves us, that by grace He's accepted us, by grace He's loved us, by grace He's forgiven us, by grace He's made us alive. There's nothing that we can do to earn that. That steps on those legalistic toes that we once had, and we're like, that doesn't seem right. But when we're free, we still have that legalistic imprint. And it's still going to call out to us, this is the path to go. These are the rules. These are the regulations. This is what you need to do to be a real Christian. And it's easy to get sidetracked by that legalistic voice. Yeah. But we have to stand firm in the fact that we're free, because Christ set us free. When the Son has set you free, you are free indeed. So the question today is, has the Son set you free? Have you really come to understand your freedom in Christ, that you're no longer under the law, but you're under grace, that you are being led today by the Spirit of God, and that you're free to love Him, free to grow in the grace of God, and you're free to grow in your knowledge of who He is and enjoy this relationship? That's the freedom that we have in Christ.
And what a relationship to enjoy. Friends, we'd love for you to join the conversation right now at 844-322-2742 across America and in Canada. It's a toll-free call, of course, 844-322-2742. The best opportunity you'll have today to call and get your question answered or address the particular issue that you're dealing with right now. So give us a call, 844-322-2742. Well, guys, a question from Beverly, and this is kind of fits into the recent conversation. She says, I'm seeing more and more Christians accepting homosexuality as an acceptable lifestyle for the Christian. How do I minister to someone who is immersed in grace and yet deceived by the misunderstanding of living abundantly? He is in Christ, and since hearing the message of complete acceptance, he has decided that God made him this way, and he needs to embrace it. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's a good question, and I think it's a question that we're going to be asked more and more often as time as time marches on. It's interesting that you said that this young man was immersed in the grace of God. Well, I think immersed maybe in the grace of God on the sense of that Christ has covered his past. But grace is a present word and a forward moving word. It's about meeting us at our point of need, making us alive together in Christ, and then enabling us to live this new life that we have in Jesus as children of God. So we're given a brand new identity. So in that growth, we learn that that old life that we had had really no value. It was just empty. It was dead. And so we need to leave that where it is, dead. Yes. And so that we can truly embrace this new life that we have in Jesus. And that new life is going to transform us from the inside out. And so all the things that we hold on to tightly, we're going to see that grip loosen up, and we're going to come to see, hey, that wasn't right. That wasn't what God made me. God made Jesus to come and live inside of me and made and equipped me to walk by faith in him and to let his righteousness really shine through me. That's what this Christian life is all about. So if we're really going to see what Christianity is, it's a grace and truth thing, isn't it? Jesus Christ is full of grace and he's full of truth. And so if the Bible says homosexuality is sin, sexual immorality is sin, lying is sin, then we need to abide in that truth. Yes. That's what truth is. If we discount that, if we try to say that it's something different, then we're putting ourselves on a slippery slope.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to struggle with trying to justify our existence and just trying to prove, go through mental gymnastics, that God does accept what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Well, no, he accepts us.
Right.
He doesn't accept what we do. He calls that sin. He accepts us. And he frees us from the power of sin so that we can walk in the newness of life in Christ Jesus. Richard, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, we've talked about this from time to time long before this particular issue came up. Christians have to learn who Jesus is.
Yes.
What he accomplished in the past, death, burial, and resurrection, and what that means when he's living his life through us. And it is a clear indication to me that we don't understand that as a church when we've been talking about for years how rates of divorce inside the church are the same as the rates outside the church, when babies born out of wedlock are pretty close to the same percentages inside the church as they are outside the church. Clearly, we've been missing something. And I don't think we have anyone to blame but ourselves for our tendency toward legalism and the failure that legalism engenders, because you can't succeed in legalism. But the power of the grace of God, the indwelling Jesus, changes, literally changes everything. And it's the power to live truthfully, to live as Jesus would have us live, and not to be afraid to call sin sin, but also not to be afraid of the indwelling Holy Spirit who is going to change my thinking and therefore start to change my behavior. There's great hope in that if we would let Jesus be Jesus in our
absolutely.
Lives.
Absolutely. And it gets down to the real issue. How do we address these things? And I think we need to go to a deeper level.
Yes.
Instead of making a case about this being sin and trying to bring up all the passages that say, you know, homosexuality is sin, we need to realize there's a consequence of sin. And all of us are under that same consequence. We all come into the world in exactly the same way,
yes,
dead spiritually. So no matter how we manifest that deadness, the cause is deadness. We're dead. We have really nothing to offer, and we're just going to produce dead works. So yes, we all come into this world in exactly the same way, and the solution is exactly the same for each and every one of us, and that's life in Jesus.
Yes.
He's the only source of true, genuine life. And if we want to find life, we're going to find it in Him. And we can't come and say, hey, I want you to condone this life that I'm living. I want you to say that's okay, and so that I can be okay with you and you can be okay with me and I could just move forward. That's not how it works. Christ has a brand new life that He wants to give you.
Yes.
And if you still think there's value in that old life, if you still like that old life, no matter what it is, then you're going to hang on to it. And all you have at that point is a negotiation that you can do with God.
Yes.
And you try to negotiate a good standing. And you can use all sorts of things to try to negotiate that. But the fact remains that you're still dead and you need life. And Jesus is the one to life. And whenever you get so sick and tired of that old life, you'll be ready to let go of it. And so that you can take up this new life that Jesus has for you through His death, burial, and resurrection.
Beverly, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. And friends, you found Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad that you've joined us. We would love for you to sanctify those telephone lines right now. You know, to be sanctified is to be used for the intelligent purpose for which something is created. So we created them for you, so we'd love for you to fill them up right now. That toll-free number, 844-322-2742 to Basic Gospel, and we want to hear from you. Come join the conversation. Again, 844-322-2742. Well, guys, as we closed the month of June, we talked about the need. And, Richard, I think perhaps you have some update for us as far as our financial picture.
Yeah, we're not through getting everything entered yet, but it looks like we've come very close. We were looking for $105,000 through the month of June, and I think we got close to $100,000. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be $5,000 to $7,000 short. But that's a whole lot better than where we were coming out of the previous months. Yeah. And so we are extremely thankful, heartfelt thanks to all of you who have pitched in with us. You're not just pitching in with us. What you're doing is enabling the sharing of the gospel of Jesus Christ with people who need it.
Yes.
And radio and the internet are uniquely positioned to get to people in their time of need in a way that is unbelievable and so timely, and we really appreciate it.
Absolutely, and of course, so many of you took advantage of the opportunity to make a gift of $15 or more and get your copy of Bob Christopher's brand-new book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, which I understand is officially released on this date. Is that correct?
Well, today was the official release date, so yeah. It's being sent to bookstores, to Amazon, so it will be available for purchase just at all sorts of venues around the country. We're so excited about that. It's also available right here through Basic Gospel. We've created a website, simplegospelsimplygrace.com. simplegospelsimplygrace.com. You can buy a single quantity, and it's all for a gift of any amount of $15 or more to Basic Gospel. So you get a wonderful resource, and in turn, you help us continue broadcasting the good news through Basic Gospel, through this radio broadcast, through our internet outreach. You help us develop more resources to put into the hands of people. Had a wonderful call just last week of a gentleman saying he had gotten a booklet that we had produced called Forgiveness and a CD, and it really helped him drive the stake as far as his assurance is concerned. Well, those are possible because of gifts to the ministry, and we encourage you to keep investing in the power of the gospel to change lives through this Basic Gospel broadcast.
And, of course, the importance, as Bob just said, of supporting the broadcast. And, you know, in addition, we're going to continue the offer, as he said, to for anyone who'd like to make a gift of $15 or more to get a copy of his book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. So that's a wonderful offer as well. So in the same time you're supporting this important ministry and this important message you hear each day through Basic Gospel. Again, time on the clock, friends, 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742.
Let's go to New York, New York, and talk with Tony listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Tony. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing fantastic. What's
like
on
your... the last caller, I think, who called, they were talking about Christians who embrace the homosexuality. I believe that that's a great falling away. And also, I also believe that the Bible, in some time in the future, is going to be banned from reading. That's what I believe, that the Bible will be banned one day.
Well, Tony, that's certainly a possibility in the way that our country is going. It's certainly in the realm of possibility in the near future. And that's the way it is. I mean, you look throughout human history, once the Bible kind of came into existence, there has been an onslaught, an attack to try to keep it from reaching people, from reaching the public. The Catholic Church for years and years kept it away from the common man. It was just read to them. But then many believers in you know, the 1400s, 1500s, started to say, hey, this word needs to get out to the people. And they went to great lengths to translate it. Many forfeited their lives so that the word of God could reach the masses. And whenever the word of God has reached the masses, things have changed. We've seen women elevated to their rightful place in society, given an equal stand with men. That's what the word of God does. We've seen people go free from all kinds of issues. We see human dignity restored. We see a proper perspective of human life. Well, there's forces that don't want that to happen. We live in a world that is controlled by the spiritual forces of darkness, Satan himself. There's a way of the world that is anti-God, anti-Christ. And so the Bible is the main tool that broadcasts this good news about Jesus, gives us the truth about who God really is. And so the spiritual forces of darkness are trying to do everything to keep this word of God out of people's hands. We see that in the communist uprising. What was one of the first things that they tried to do was get the word of God off the streets. Yes. To ban it from being read. Why? Because they know the word of God is a source of freedom and that would overpower their way of thinking. That's the power of this word of God. So, Tony, I think you're right. That's why we need to keep proclaiming this word of God. We need to keep proclaiming this gospel message. And we also know that the word of God will not be stopped. The word of God cannot be thwarted. That no matter what man tries to do, no matter what governments try to do, no matter what the spiritual forces of darkness try to do, it cannot lock up the power of the word of God. Satan could not hold Jesus in the grave. Death could not keep him in the grave. The power of resurrection lifted him up, and we're going to see that power of resurrection burst forth all over this planet as we have been for over 2,000 years, no matter what the world is doing to try to stop it.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
Well, thank you, Tony. Thanks for your call today. We certainly appreciate it.
Along those same lines, I think this kind of a conversation, as serious as it is, what it should do is motivate us to get back into the Bible. You know, don't just listen to us. Don't just listen to your pastor. Pick up a Bible, read it, start with the Gospel of John, find out who this Jesus is, the claims he made, and let that word revolutionize your life, because it is the word of God. And the Holy Spirit can reveal it to you in a way that will change you for the good.
Powerful.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great insight, Richard. Thank you for that. Again, a little bit of time remaining on the clock. The number 844-322-2742 is open right now. If you call quickly, we'll be able to get you your call, but call quickly, 844-322-2742. In the meantime, question from our great friend Brad, who lives in O'Fallon, Missouri. He says, my friends, many people throw around the phrase grieving the Holy Spirit. He says, if I'm correct, the only reference to it is in Ephesians 4:30. The way most use the statement does not fit the context of Ephesians 4, which I believe is unity of the Spirit in reference to the Spirit's working within the body of Christ. Most use the statement in regard to sinning behavior. Am I on track? That, again, is from our friend Brad in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Well, I think Brad's just exactly on track there. We oftentimes, when folks bring up this idea of grieving the Holy Spirit, their conclusion or what they're trying to communicate is that every time you sin, you grieve the Holy Spirit. But we do have to put that in context. So it says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
Yes.
So the Holy Spirit is working these things in us. So if we want to know what the Holy Spirit is doing, he's working in us words that are going to be helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit them. He's going to be working into us kindness and compassion and forgiveness. That's what he's going to be working in us. Now, if we refuse to allow those things out into, you know, our real lives, into the lives of others, that's when he gets grieved. It's like, hey, I'm working just incredible things in you for your benefit, for your good, and for the good of those that you're going to connect with. That's what I've been put inside of you to do. That's why I'm here. Apart from me, you could do nothing. And it grieves me that you're not going to allow that to take
yes.
place. So that's the context of grieving the Holy Spirit. When, you know, as a parent, when you see your kids fight and quarrel and all of those sort of things, it grieves you because, you know, that's not the atmosphere or the climate or the culture that you've created in your house. You want unity. You want everybody to get along. Well, that's what the Spirit of God desires for us, is that we get along. And that when we do have issues, when we do have grievances one another, he's there to work in and through us to bring reconciliation, to bring restoration and all of that. So let's trust him to do that. That's the whole context
yes.
of this passage in Ephesians.
Brad, thank you for your question. We appreciate hearing from you, of course. Bob Christopher. Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, your very first book being released officially today. On a scale of 1 to 10, just how excited are you about the release of your book, your first book?
Well, I think it goes beyond 10. I mean, this
yeah.
is...
He's like a guitar player in a band. It's got to go to 11 or 12.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It is very exciting to see it in, you know, its final form. I appreciate Harvest House, Bob Hawkins
yeah.
Jr. for believing in this project. Thankful to Paul Gossard, who was the first editor, just passed away recently with a long bout with cancer, but he was so courageous and so faithful to the Lord, to Gene Skinner for his great work, all of the team here at Basic Gospel to help put it together. It's wonderful to see, and I think God is going to use it in significant ways in people's lives. We were just talking with Nels Wilson on KBGN, who read the book and was so complimentary of the book, and he feels like it's going to have a place in believers' lives. And so we're excited to get it out there and yeah. want you, our listeners, to have a copy. You
yes.
guys Many of you have already received copies. You're the first.
Yeah.
Now it's available to the public, and we're excited about that.
Yeah, just click donate at basicgospel.net with a gift of $15 or more, and a free copy is coming to you. Well, we're out of time. Got to run now for Bob and Richard and the ministry team. Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. Bye-bye.